This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Tropridge. In theory, all 42 seats in the New Mexico State Senate are up for grabs in November. But in reality, only 15 races for the legislature's upper chamber are contested. Democrats hold the chamber's majority. Republicans would need to capture six of those to gain the edge in the state Senate. And one of the more closely watched races in 2016 is for Doña Ana County's District 36. 4 years ago, Republican Lee Cotter ousted a seven-term incumbent Democrat Mary Jane Garcia. This go-round, Cotter faces a strong challenge from veteran Democratic State Representative Jeff Steinborn of Las Cruces. We'll hear from both contestants after this word from our media partner.
National Guard and Reserve members need their employer's support, both on duty and in the workplace. But where can employers go when they need advice? Employer support of the Guard and Reserve, ESGR, is here for you. We help businesses recruit, hire, and support service member employees. It's good for America and good for your workforce. Find your local ESGR representative at esgr.mil.
Asked what he sees as the key issues in the race for New Mexico State Senate's District 36, incumbent Republican Lee Cotter says he hopes voters consider a principled, independent voice as being important.
Because I'm very involved, I learn as much about the state as I can, and I lean towards less regulation, more freedom, smaller government. So those are the issues I hope the citizens care about.
Cotter's challenger is Democrat Jeff Steinborn, who has been elected to the House four times. Steinborn sees the key issue as who can better represent District 36, which stretches from Hatch to Las Cruces.
It's a very clear, distinct choice in our record. And I think the issues I've been fighting for, I've been successful getting done, clearly, I think, are more representative of Senate District 36 and moving New Mexico forward.
Cotter, of course, begs to differ.
Well, we can pretty well know what the Democrat opponent's approach will be because they've been in charge of the Senate for 85 years. And without a change, without a new direction, we're going to be 50th at everything. You know, education, incomes, all those things will continue just like they've gone. Right this minute, any new and innovative ideas don't make it.
Cotter, as an example, points to so-called right-to-work legislation that has failed the previous two sessions in the Democrat-controlled Senate. Steinborn says the way the two do their jobs differs greatly, calling himself a proactive legislator, working, he says, for opportunities to create jobs, such as the Rio Grande Trail, or grow the creative economy in Doña Ana County.
Lee Cotter is a guy who really, you know, up until this last year wouldn't even list his phone number or his email address on his website. And now he's listed this last year, and it's a campaign treasurer. So it's almost like a very different approach towards public service.
Steinborn sees the race as a fight in, quote, how we grow New Mexico and how lawmakers deal with the state's financial deficit. Cotter says the state's deficit is the fault of Democrats who've held the Senate majority for more than eight decades. Senate District 36 favors Democrats in voter registration, and more likely than not, the outcome will hinge on voter turnout this November. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Tropridge.